From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In this segment of the program, two discussions about race and student achievement in the nation's public schools. In nearly every district in every state, Black and Latino students lag behind their white and Asian counterparts. For decades, the achievement gap narrowed as minority students made progress in test scores and high school graduation rates. But in recent years, those gains have stalled. In a moment, we'll hear from the co-author of a new book on the issue, but first, the thoughts of some students. NPR's Claudio Sanchez visited with a group of white and African-American high school students in Cleveland, Ohio, as they took up questions of race and education.
The City Club on the corner of 9th and Euclid in downtown Cleveland calls itself the oldest continuous free speech forum in the country. Housed in an elegant suite with wood paneling and plush carpeting, the City Club isn't exactly a teenage hangout, but once a week, this venerable 90-year-old institution hosts bright teenagers from all over the Cleveland area. Kids who, with a decent supply of Doritos, dip, and soft drinks, can talk endlessly about anything. Tonight, they've agreed to discuss race, intelligence, and stereotypes. Takiyah Gardner is a senior at the Andrews, a private school just outside Cleveland.
As we're sitting at this table, like, I expected to come here meeting all intelligent people. But in another setting, I would go there with lower expectations. Like, when I first went to Andrews, me being an inner city child, like, I had my opinion of what I feel white people were like. I mean, like, as the girls as being kind of ditzy or whatever.
I definitely probably thought of you higher than I thought of, I mean, somebody else here.
Benjamin Farah attends Rocky River High, an almost all-white public school just west of Cleveland, where he says most white students assume that blacks don't care about school. Farah assumed that black girls were smarter than black boys. So when he joined the City Club, his stereotype of black teenage boys was that they couldn't possibly be as smart as he was.
Like, seriously, when I first showed up, I'm like, oh, these people, they must not know what they're doing. They're from inner city. And then they spoke up, and I listened to them, and I'm like, wow, these people are really bright. They're really nice individuals. The stereotypes disappeared.
But without the kind of contact that he's had, Farah says most white students will always see blacks as academically inferior. Gardner winces when she hears this. The problem, she says, is that low-income black children aren't expected to succeed. So it's no big deal if they get the worst teachers, the oldest textbooks, or dumbed-down schoolwork.
You're not expected to go to college. Most of the time, you're not even expected to graduate high school. You're out there to have fun. There's like a lot of kids that they have these big ambitions to be like rap stars or be basketball players or whatever. But what else is there out there that they know of?
It's easier for most black kids to believe these stereotypes than to debunk them, says Gardner, unless you have someone at home fighting for you.
My mom had to work a lot, and she worked the night shift sometime, but my grandmother and my like aunts and uncles like played a large part in my family in making sure that I got my education.
The room grows quiet. The three black teenage boys at the table have not said much until now.
I'm Jermaine Brown, and I do go to Shaker Heights High School. What I think is really what everyone's or a lot of people are failing to realize is that it's not just one thing. It's not just the teachers. It's not just the family or the community. It's not just not enough funding for the schools. It's all these things that contribute to the failings in some regards to some black students. I think that you need to either have a program that will address and will ask the individual person, what can I do to help you? Why are you lacking?
Everybody nods in agreement. What doesn't come up in this discussion, though, is why black students from middle-class and wealthy homes also perform below their white peers. But the question these students have given some thought to is, will the black-white achievement gap disappear in their lifetime? Allison Verba, a senior at Rocky River High, says there's two answers to that question. One is that really smart, hard-working black students will prove that there doesn't have to be a gap.
But then there is a whole separate faction of minority students who are kind of just accepting of low standards. And I don't exactly know how to solve this problem.
Just imagine, Verba asks, what if there was no gap? How different would this country be? The room buzzes with the possibilities. It's one of those enormous questions that students at the City Club of Cleveland were handpicked to ponder. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.